chilly relations between Australia and China are hitting Australian exports to its single most important market. Australian government figures show more than 30% of the country's exports go to China. That's more than its exports to Japan, South Korea, the United States, and India combined. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reports Australian shipments from coal and sugar to timber and copper ore heading for China will be suspended starting on Friday. Bloomberg quotes people familiar with the situation as saying Chinese imports of at least seven commodities from Australia will stop at the end of the week. In April, the government of Prime Minister Scott Morrison called for an independent investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, and Chinese retaliation has come in varying degrees ever since. Another reported target, Australian wine, a product Chinese consumers spent nearly $1 billion on last year. The ABC reports that starting Friday, shipments of Australian wine will not clear Chinese customs. The Chinese government has not confirmed those actions. Australia's trade minister has been trying to talk directly to China's commerce minister since May. On Tuesday, the trade minister released a statement saying the numerous reports of difficulties that different Australian exports are facing on entry into China are of concern. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.